Actors Jason Stewart and Mitch Hara are here to talk about their new comedy series, Smothered, on Amazon Prime, and give us their spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Jason and Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, Charlotte. So great to be here.
I'm excited to be here.
Tell us about Smothered.
Well, Mitch and I guess, have known each other for almost 30 years. And about...
I knew Jason before he had hair.
Well...
No, he was always bald.
Thanks so much. You're such a sweet, kind individual.
You know, the best part of Jason and my relationship is that we fight and people are hysterical over it. So I called him and I said, Jay, this is what we're going to do. It's a couple. It's a gay couple. There's nothing on TV like it. There's no series like it. And here's my director, Terry Hanauer, and here's the lights and the camera, and that's all you have to do is shut up.
And then I said, okay, because I fell in love with the director, and I brought a lot of my actor friends in, and we have an extraordinary cast. I mean, we have Erica Irvin from American Horror Story, Helen Hung from...
Amazing. Silicon Valley,
and Pancho Bowler was on Ray Donovan, and we have Scott Krinsky from Chuck, and we have Carol Ida White from Laverne and Shirley, and Clint Bowers from Broadway from Cats, and we got these extraordinary actors, all from completely different venues.
And it was very important for us that they were very diverse. The parts are not written for whoever. The parts are open, and we have diverse people playing interesting roles.
Well, they're black, they're white, they're Asian, they're trans, they're gay, they're straight, they're bi.
We got a fluid dog.
Right, and we never wanted to talk about anything that had to do with them. They were just being, you know, we just wanted everyone to be so that it would be very inclusive. And that's what we did.
And our chemistry... it's just kind of like magic. I mean, our director said that's all she has to do is turn on the camera and capture it. And, of course, us not kill each other.
Well, you know.
What do you hope to accomplish with this comedy series?
Well, what we really want to do is turn it into a half-hour show, and we've been pitching it all over town. And it's been very successful, so we're just waiting for someone to pull the trigger. Right, Mitch?
Absolutely. And what we love about it, as we're pitching it, we have a literary manager, so, you know, we're moving and shaking with all these people, and we got a 20-minute pitch for the series, for a 30-minute series. And when we were looking for protocols, there aren't any. There are no lead gay characters being played by gay men or gay people on TV.
Well, Harvey Milk has this great quote that says, "Oh, a gay guy in power, that's scary." You know, and I think that's what people are afraid of. They're not used to having gay people actually playing themselves because it happens so often.
Yeah, we're just showing them how edible we are.
We're just really lucky. We have great people in the project. My friend Dalila Alayraja plays an incredible Jewish shrink in it, and she's so brilliant, and she's been on all the Shonda Rhimes shows. We're just lucky that we have all this really great support.
And her episode is actually one of our favorites.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It just has so many different levels, and it really just illustrates a couple, a long-term couple, fending, you know, trying to find the original things that they love about each other. And it's just so funny, and it's also got a lot of pathos in it, which we love, that black comedy, fine line drama comedy.
And there's this one part in episode 4 with Dalila where she plays our touchy-feely shrink doctor. And Mitch's character, Randy, goes in for a kiss that was not even planned while we have this terrible fight. Randy and Ralph are having this terrible fight. And he comes in for this really big kiss and kisses me so hard. I think he even busted my lip. And my character was so offended because his hand was on my face. And I thought to myself, God, what am I going to do? You know, and then he pulls away really fast. And then I go back to kiss him again, which shows the love-hate.
You know how, like, anger turns into sex? Well, that's what happened. That was an impulse.
It's what we call a bipolar comedy moment.
Yeah, which we embrace through the whole series.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, I think what we want to do is do an honest portrayal of two middle-aged gay men who are in a relationship and let the comedy begin, basically.
I just love the idea. I mean, the original part is that, you know, you're a certain age, you're gay, not that that's all we can play, but it's like my whole theory is I don't wait for permission to create. And Jason feels the same way.
Yeah.
So we want to create our own project, and if they're not going to cast me in this part, then I'm going to write it and I'm going to do it on stage, or I'm going to film it and I'm going to make a web series about it. I want to be inspiring, and I want to inspire my own self and other people.
Mitch and I have talked about the idea that there basically are no gay characters over 50 on TV. I mean, really, I can't even think of anybody. So, to me, this is sort of a milestone. It's breaking the ground. It's sort of incredible. We had a screening at Sony for the cast and crew.
Like 100 people.
A little bit of press, a little bit of big wigs, some, you know, casting, writers, producers, directors. And people just laughed at everything. We were sitting in the back like two little kids going, oh, my God.
And they were just going, this is every relationship that's been together.
Or basically, this is us.
Exactly.
You live in California with the rise of COVID-19 cases in your state. How are you dealing with the new normal?
Oh, gosh. Mitch has been on his bike for days. I mean, days.
Like an hour and a half a day just to stay sane. So, because I'm chasing my endorphins. Otherwise, I do want to kill people.
I basically have been exercising every day. We've been doing interviews every day for Smothered.
That's such a good question with this COVID thing. Because I think we are self-imposed in this series. We are COVID because we are stuck together. Like, we have nowhere else to go but this insane relationship. And it even, like, when it progresses, we wind up in a one-room efficiency because we lose everything.
This is what happens in the next season of our show, is that Ralph and Randy attempt to rob a bank and get caught, and then they have to go to jail, and then when they do, they get put into the gay LGBTQ center. And basically, they live into a one-room efficiency apartment, and they have to sort of survive in that tiny, tiny environment. I mean, Mitch and I, of course, are not real partners in real life, so we don't live.
Oh, God forbid.
No, we don't live together. But we have certainly talked quite a lot about our feelings about what's going on, and it's been hard.
And for the series, there is a claustrophobic feeling about it, which I love. You know, we're, like, under a spotlight. And that's what's happening in our apartment. I mean, if I don't go outside and feel the sun in my face, I really start getting wiggy. I just have to have things to do.
Yeah, I just get in my car and I drive sometimes.
Oh, my God. And I have a little Mini Cooper with a convertible, and I, like, blog in it while I'm driving.
And he lets the wind go through his hair, and then he calls me and makes fun of me.
Yeah. That is 100% true.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
It's really important to stay in contact with your friends, and whether it be through Facebook, through Zoom, it's important to social distance. I don't think it's that important myself to go to a restaurant. You know, you can order food in, you can bring it to your house, you can go to the park and have it, you can find different places to go. Keep your group of people, your bubble, really small of the people that you're seeing, because we are on a rise here in California. So be safe. Take precautions. Mitch, what do you think, hon?
I totally agree with you. And as far as the teen, it's just so close to my heart, and to Jason also, because you were so bullied as kids.
Both
independently.
Of us were. Both of us, one thing we really, really bonded on. Both of us were really bullied, beat up, and treated badly as kids.
Well, and people spit on my head, and I was fat, so, I mean, you know, there was no safe place. And then you find out if you can just bond with one person, just one person, and they're probably one of the unique, quote-unquote, people. If you just have one friend that you could just bond with and have some quality time with, the Trevor Project is close to my heart. And I have a project with them, and I just think the kids are everything. They're going to make what this world looks like as they mature and grow up. I want to give them all the tools to feel strong and independent and individual and accepted.
And listen to these kids, honestly, for those of people our age. Listen to them, because they have ideas, and they know stuff that we don't know.
How can people get information about Smothered?
For sure. It's smotheredtv.com. Go to our website. You can go right to Amazon, click on it, watch all the episodes. You can binge us in 30 minutes. Leave us 5 stars and a fabulous review, and we will love you forever.
It's also available on YouTube, and you can make comments on each individual episode if you want.
What other projects are you working on?
I finished a new screenplay, and it's a takeoff on gay auntie name with a Asperger 11-year-old kid that I inherit because my sister died. It's amazing. And I'm also doing a new Greek project called Gag, and it's a black comedy, and it's about what happens when the loved one that you've been taking care of dies. Who do you become? And it's a comedy, and it's a drama, which I love. And we're pitching my one-man show, Mutant Olive, which is kind of like traveled all over the world. I'm also pitching as a half-hour series.
I have a film coming out in the fall called Immortal, where I play Joe, who's a private investigator that deals with spy work. And it's an incredibly interesting thriller. It's going to be on streaming. Right now, currently on Showtime, you can see me in the film Abducted. I played Detective Walter, my first detective. So I just basically I did a great impression of my brother, who was slightly pissed off all the time, and they said I was brilliant. And then there's my autobiography that's been out called Shut Up, I'm Talking, available through CCB Publishing. And it's also on Amazon. That's where most people are getting it.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through these difficult times?
For me, no doesn't exist. Everything is yes. Because for me, even no is a slow yes.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that.
There is no such a thing as a no. I will not accept no as an answer.
I've never accepted no, so we're in total agreement on that. I think for me, I think the quote that I love the best is the Maya Angelou quote, is when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. And then I think also there's a Lillian Hellman quote that I love that says that I won't cut my conscience for this year's fashions. And I love that because it's the whole idea of everything that's going on in the world right now, that our humanity and who we are should stay right where we are. I think that's really important.